Unit 5. Lesson 17.
Auntie. Would rather. Choice. Compare with. Compare to. Allow. Mind. Change somebody's mind. Lie. Tell a lie. Bicycle. Future. Discuss. Discuss. Either. Or. Ought to. Find out. Rather. Unhealthy. Hooray.
Exercise 1. 5 students have written Dear Auntie Wang letters, asking for advice about their problems. Read their letters and match them to Auntie Wang's answers on the next page. 1. Dear Auntie Wang, my friend studies too hard. His homework is always completed on time, but he never has any time for fun. Also, he is always tired. I like him very much, and I am worried because he has fewer and fewer friends. What should I do? 2.
Dear Auntie Wang, I was told by my parents that I must go to university. I don't want to go to university. I would rather be a farmer like my uncle. Do I have a choice, or must I do as my parents say?
3. Dear Auntie Wang, I don't like it when I am compared to my classmates. My parents and my teachers often do this. They say things like, you should try to be more like her, or wouldn't you like to be as clever as him? They never say anything good about me. Don't they know that I'm good at some things too? 4. Dear Auntie Wang, I have always wanted a pet cat, but I have never been allowed to have one. My parents think that our home is too small and that keeping a cat is too much trouble. Can I do anything to change their minds? 5.
Dear Auntie Wang, I know that it's not good to tell a lie, but I saw my best friend take someone's bicycle last week. It had been left outside his house. He was seen by other people, too. Maybe he has been reported to the police. What should I say if someone asks me about it?
A.
Dear reader, your ideas for the future should be discussed with your parents. If you want, you could talk to either your teachers or your uncle, too. Also, you ought to find out more about the skills you will need to be a farmer. Some of these skills might be learned at university.
B.
Dear reader, you are right. It is never good to tell a lie. The bicycle must be returned. Tell your friend that you will not lie for her or him. Your bicycle might be taken next.
C.
Dear reader, at home you should do as you are told. You have been told no. You ought not to ask again. Why must you have a cat? A cat shouldn't be left alone all day. Have you thought about asking your parents for either a pet bird or a pet mouse?
D.
Dear reader, your friend may be a good student, but he may also be rather unhealthy. A healthy body is important for a happy mind. You ought to invite your friend to go with you on long walks. Your homework can be discussed while you walk.
E.
Dear reader, try not to mind too much when you are compared to others. Think about why your parents do this. Your parents love you very much. Why not tell them more about yourself and the things you do well?
Lesson 18.
Blind. Program. Listener. By mistake.
Exercise 1. Read the sentences and then listen to Xu Li talking to Auntie Wang on the radio. Say if the sentences are true or false.
Welcome to the program. Today, Auntie Wang is here with us to answer your questions. Your first question is about blind people. One listener has been told that blind people can hear better than other people. Auntie Wang, is this true?
Good listening skills are very useful for blind people, but they don't hear better than other people. They just try to understand more.
What about deaf people? It's been said that deaf people can do most things more easily than blind people.
Deaf people can do most things without any help. However, blind people often need help when they go to new places or do new things.
Okay, the next question is about old people. One listener's grandmother has been told that she should dance and play sports. Shouldn't old people be quiet and not do too many things?
Oh no, no one thinks that now. Everyone needs exercise. The listener's grandmother should dance if she wants to. She will be healthier and happier if she does.
The last question is about languages. Is it easier for older people or younger people to learn new languages?
It's been proved that new languages are learned more easily by children. It's more difficult for older people to learn languages.
Thank you, Auntie Wong, for coming today. I'm sure all our listeners have learned a great deal.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me, Shu Li. Lesson 19.
Unhappy. Rush. Lock. Key. Helpfully. Finally. Hand. Hand in. Use. Hand out.
Lesson 20.
Surprise. In place of. Carrie. Eileen. Grandchild. Get into trouble. Common. Advice. Share. Take an interest in.
Exercise 1. Mei Ling had many problems on her birthday. Listen to her story. Then fill in the blanks with the correct form of the verbs in the brackets. The surprise birthday present.
Monday was my birthday. I woke up early, but my parents had already gone to work. I had to eat breakfast alone. Then, when I left the house, I couldn't find my bike anywhere. It had gone. Why would anyone take my bike? It was so old. The bus had just left, so I rushed to school as fast as I could on foot. When I got to school, classes had already begun. Oh no, the test will be over by now, I thought to myself. I was right. The test had just been completed. The students were handing in their papers when I walked in. Mr. Shu was surprised that I had arrived so late. After class, I told Mr. Shu about my bike. That made me late for my next class, P.E. Then, at the end of the P.E. class, Mr. Zhang wanted to know why I had been late. That made me late for lunch. My friends hadn't waited for me, either, so I had to eat lunch by myself. The afternoon was not much better. Either I was thinking about losing my bike, or I was thinking about being late. Finally, it was time to go home. As I hadn't taken any money to school, I had to walk again. My parents had got home before me. They were waiting for me. Happy birthday, they cried. Do you like your present? What present, I thought. Were you surprised when you saw it outside this morning? I looked outside and I understood. My parents had bought me a new bike, but I hadn't seen it this morning. I was too surprised that my old bike wasn't there. The new bike had been put in place of my old bike. I didn't want to tell a lie, but I didn't want to make my parents feel bad either. I love it, I said. I didn't tell them about my terrible birthday.
Exercise 2. Read about two best friends and answer the question.
What is a best friend? How long will you know your best friend? Many people say that they have a best friend, but they have a different best friend each year. Carrie and Eileen are best friends. They are both old women with children and grandchildren, but they have been best friends since they were 12 years old. That was 70 years ago. They met at a village school after their families had moved to Canada to work as farmers. When they were children, they had lots of fun together and they got into lots of trouble. They both loved climbing tall trees. They both loved swimming in the summer and playing in the snow in the winter. When they were older and married, they wrote letters to each other. When telephones became common, they often phoned each other. Later, their husbands became friends, then their children. Now their grandchildren are friends. As best friends, Carrie and Eileen have helped each other with their problems. They have given each other advice and shared many happy moments. They have taken an interest in each other's hobbies. When one became interested in cooking or music, the other one became interested too. Most importantly, they have listened to each other and learned from each other for 70 years.